So we've reported this morning that psychiatrists in Norway have concluded, after a long-delayed report, that Anders Breivik is the man who killed 77 people in twin attacks in Norway in July, was insane at the time of the attacks. The finding still needs to be confirmed by the courts, but if confirmed, it means that Breivik will not serve prison time, but instead will be sentenced to psychiatric care. But again, all of that has to be confirmed by the court. Here's what it sounded like in court.
One, the observed person was a psychotic at the time of the when the alleged offences were committed. Two, the observed party was psychotic during judicial observation. So the conclusions of the forensics experts is that Anders Behring Breivik was insane.
That's a court official in Oslo, Norway, speaking at the news conference following the verdict that Anders Breivik, the man who killed 77 people in those attacks in Norway in July, was insane at the time of the attacks. Well, first of all, reaction from Oslo. Alexander Levy joins us from Oslo. Just personally, what was your reaction? What was the court considering here? And how do you think it's going to play out? It's too early to tell at this point, but your first thoughts.
Well, I think the immediate reaction is not really one of a surprise. He's, I always thought this guy, you know, to be able to plan this attack and to be able to actually go through with it, he's got to be crazy. So I think generally the general public isn't too surprised that the psychiatrists have now come out with, you know, a statement that he is clinically insane. Although I'm sure that quite a few people might actually be a bit disappointed, and one of those is probably himself.
And and he is called for himself to be executed, I believe. Alexander Levy, is that correct?
Well, I'm not entirely sure if he's called for that. Well, in any case, that wouldn't really happen in Norway because
right.
we don't have executioner as a punishment. I mean, the maximum sentence you can get is 21 years. But I think his main disappointment is probably that he just won't be taken seriously. He's now just going to be added to the list of crazy people who have perpetrated, crazy acts, labeled insane and just shut away in some psychiatric asylum.
We're talking with Alexander Levy, a lawyer in Oslo, reacting to the news that Anders Breivik has been found to have been insane at the time of the shooting spree that killed 77 people. Describe the conflict as Norwegians see it, as people of Norway see it, between the impulse to declare him insane, which on one level seems completely obvious, but there's also the conflict of what do we do about it? We don't want him wandering around the streets. We want to have a certain amount of compassion, but there can not seriously be no consequences for such an act. Alexander?
No, well, the consequences will still be, you know, that the courts will still have to go through with a trial. They'll have to take into consideration the report from the psychiatrists. Based on that report, it's likely that he'll be sent off to some psychiatric treatment where they'll have to review his situation every third year. Should they eventually find that he's now no longer mentally ill or so mentally ill that he couldn't serve time in jail, then the courts would have to decide if they were to put him in jail.
All difficult decisions well ahead of us at this point. Alexander Levy, hold on there, a lawyer on the line from Oslo, Norway. Michael Gazzaniga is a professor of psychology at the University of California, Santa Barbara, author of the new book, Who's in Charge? Free Will and the Science of the Brain. Alexander Levy there talked about treatment and talked about psychiatrists' reports trying to determine if he's psychotic or not. This is a moving target. This entire science is under a revolution right now with new instruments for actually determining what someone's responsibility might have been at the time of their act. It's not going to affect this case, but going forward?
Well, I would make the point that we have to distinguish between whether someone has a psychiatric problem and whether they're responsible or not for the crime. And I think to look for the responsibility in the brain is the wrong place to look. I think you look for it in the relationships that people have to live together. So it's at the social level that you find such concepts. And what that means is that in this particular case, this man would be held accountable for his action, and then he might be deemed insane. And that's a flip from how we do it in our country, which is insane are not guilty by reasons of insanity. So there's no question that he's the agent of the crime and that he's responsible for it. The question is what to do about it. And I think our culture has to move forward more with what do we do about it? Can we just let treatment do the trick, or is there too deep a sense of retribution in all of us that we want some kind of justice? And that's a tough one. I don't know what the answer is.
Well, Michael Gazzaniga, professor of psychology at the University of California, Santa Barbara, in your book, Who's in Charge? Free Will and the Science of the Brain, is there any prospect that the evolving brain science, either on the diagnostic level or on the treatment level, are going to make some of these decisions easier going forward?
Oh, no question about it. But the question is when. So there's also in the book the argument that to use some of the early findings in a court of law, it's too early because there's too many ways around them. But it's coming. It's in the next 10 or 15 years, you're going to probably be able to see how we can diagnose psychopathy and other disorders that lead to antisocial behavior. Then the question will become, what do we do about it?
Is that to say that we're moving towards the time when an Anders Breivik fMRI picture might have actually been predictive in the case of these shootings?
Way down the pike.
But it's down there somewhere.
Well, that's what we think. But it's a hard question for sure.
And I gather, Alexander Levy in Oslo, no one's thinking about brain science this morning. But where do the victims go with their own reaction, do you think? Is there anything planned? Are we expecting the media to be focusing on them over the next 18 hours?
I'm sure there will be quite a lot of focus on the victims and especially their support lawyers. I've seen a few statements in the media already today from certain support lawyers who've just said they haven't been able to read the report yet, but they will, and that they'll reserve some comments until they've actually read and digested. There will be a lot of media coverage on this in Norway in the next days and weeks coming.
Well, as we experienced at the time of the shootings, in many ways there was a sense that the culture of Norway itself was called into question in some sense, was being critiqued in some sense, that this could have happened on any level. And Michael Gazzaniga there a moment ago talking about how in different countries we work these sorts of things out in very, very different ways. How are people thinking about Norway and lessons it might have learned after all of this, Alexander Levy?
Well, I think picking up on your first point, then Norway is a very open society, and at least Norwegians have always tended to think that it's a very open and free society as such. You know, you'd see politicians, even the Prime Minister, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, you know, walking along the street, going shopping, without necessarily having a large security detail with them. Buildings weren't necessarily secure to the extent that you find in other countries. So I think there's been a bit of a rude awakening, but I think the reaction from the Prime Minister and His Majesty the King was also very reassuring to the general public that you know, even if this happened, we still want to try to continue as we did previously.
More to react to today as a result of the decision by psychiatrists in Norway concluding that Anders Breivik, the man who killed those 77 people in the attacks in Norway in July, was insane at the time of the attacks. Our thanks to Alexander Levy, a lawyer who spoke to us from Oslo, and our great thanks to Michael Gazzaniga, professor of psychology at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and the author of Who's in Charge? Free Will and the Science of the Brain. Thanks to both of you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.